congratulations on making the fourth round. Could have been a bit more comfortable, could it?
Well, it should have been. We've had the chances. I think we've had 23 attempts to there too. But, you know, at the end there, we might have had to go to a replay. So it just shows you, you know, it's never over till it's over. But I was really pleased with the people who come in, and, you know, Isaac and Tom, and the back four's remained the same. We've seen a bit of Shawnee again, which is good to see. And, of course, Snodgrass scoring the goal has delighted everybody, from medical staff to players to everybody, that he looks as if he's on the road to recovery.
And Ryan Taylor probably had his best game for the club.
Well, he's never really had a chance yet, you know. And the great thing about Ryan is I know he can play in many positions. You know, he's played in the Premier League all his life. So, and he's got a wonderful appetite for it. He's a really good boy who hasn't knocked the door down. You know, he realises that, you know, we've got, we're playing, you know, we're at the top end of the table, and I've made many changes. So he's had to wait for his chance, but yeah, he put another good performance.
Was that the most pleasing aspect of the performance today, that players came in and
played well? Because it's not easy, you know, when you're sitting on the sidelines. They haven't played for a while. A lot of them were a bit tired towards the end, but Tom and all the midfield four, I thought, were excellent. In fact, it was a really, really good performance. As I've said, 20-odd attempts to their two shows the domination, but, you know, we've got to score to make it more comfortable. And we could have been one of them lovely afternoons where the manager sits back and has a cup of tea.
But you couldn't quite.
You couldn't quite. And that at the end, you know, 2 inches below and it goes down, and all of a sudden you've wiped away all the good work what we've had.
What about Diamandi? What did you make of his performance, and then you found to
bring
him off?
Well, I thought him and Aluko were a threat. Unfortunately, we've had to bring him off with a groin. Thankfully, it's on the other side. It's not the side which he's injured, but, you know, as I've said many, many times, coming back from injury is never easy, and something else, you're not quite right, and something else goes, and it's the old horrible scenario. But we'll see how he is. We don't think he's too bad. We'll see how he is on Monday.
What, will that be a scan or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Scans. Right. Scans again. Any muscular thing now, any muscular injury we have, we always scan it now, so we'll not know the results until obviously we get them on Monday.
I'll come back to Aluko in a bit, because I want to talk about him, but Isaac Hayden's performance, what did you make of him today?
I thought he was excellent. He's a young, he's you know, he can find himself very unlucky, because obviously when we brought in Isaac, he's a ringer for Jake Livermore, isn't he? The way he plays, he's all action. He's powerful, he's strong, he's young, enthusiastic. He produced a tackle in the second half. I know we talk about passes and all the rest of it, but me being me, that was the best tackle I think I've seen in 10, 15 years. So he's highly competitive. I want him to stay. But, you know, he wants to play regularly, and he can't at the moment with us. However, after today, he might think differently, that there's another game in a couple of weeks, and he'll play.
Yeah, but he might have to wait a couple of weeks.
It's just frustration for him.
I can
really, really totally understand it. You know, we've brought him here, and when you're dealing with a lone player, the first thing you've got to be doing is be thankful that he's come here in the first place to join us. And, of course, contribute, which he has done. And be grateful. And, you know, as I've said repeatedly now, if there's something better for him, that he's guaranteed that he plays every week, then we're up against it. But hopefully at the moment, let's see if he can stay with us.
But the other scouts from the other clubs will have looked at that and thought,
I'll have a bit of that.
That's the danger, isn't it?
Of course. That's normal. But let's see what the next week or two brings.
Talking of scouts, Shawnee Aluko, who to me, to some extent, has become the great enigma at the club, because there's so much talent and everything like that, but we don't see it on a consistent basis. What are you going to do with him this January transfer window?
Well, again, I think with Shawnee, he was, for me, one of the reasons that we got up in the first place. Mm-hmm. He was excellent, if I'm going back now 3 years. And unfortunately, the injury which he sustained, his Achilles, took him the best part of 12 months. And then all of a sudden he finds himself now playing in the big league, not the championship. And maybe a lack of a little bit of confidence. He will say he's not really had a run in the team. We all know his ability. We've seen flashes of it again today. There's a critical point is he should score. Mm-hmm. And that is the critical point with Shawnee. But nobody has to tell me about Shawnee Aluko's talent, because we've seen it often enough, maybe not often enough in some people's eyes, but he's a very, very good player. And that's why we rewarded him with the contract he got. The difficulty we've got at the moment is, of course, like we've got four or five or six of them. You know, with that same scenario, what we've got. So we'll see how we go.
Yeah, are you likely? He might be one that you might wheel and deal on. Are you in a wheeling and dealing situation here? Have you got to go out before you can go in? Is what I'm asking you. And well, might he be one of the ones
Well, unless the Premier League is going to come for him, then I can't see in any of the Championship being able to afford him, unless it's the top end. And I ain't going to be wheeling and dealing with the top end of the Championship to try and help him. So therein lies my problem. You know, it's okay wheeling and dealing, but where am I going to get a player like Shaun Aluko for nothing? So, you know, okay, I can wheel and deal like the best of them, but, you know, what we've got is we've seen a flash of a player again. Mm-hmm. And let's hope that continues. And it might be Aluko. Who knows what happens around the corner and next week or the week after. I've been in it long enough where you think you're going along great and two of them fall over. So we just have to be patient with him. He's produced a great performance today. It could have been a fantastic performance if he takes the 2-3 chances he's got away, which then would have been a really, really terrific performance.
Mm. Where are you at, transfer window? Have you had any offers? No. I know it changes day to day. I always check.
Well, it hasn't because, thankfully, at the moment, the phone's been quiet. You know, so I hope it stays that way. I've said all along to the supporters, I can't see myself being really, really genuinely active. If something becomes available on loan, then we look. But as we know, the top of the Championship is strengthening. And but when I see the team of what I've got, and I see six players walk into a team and beat the team the way they've beat Brighton today, then, you know, in most areas, we're comfortable. I'm very, very comfortable. So we'll go with what we've got.
Any other injuries other than Diamandé out of today?
Got
there in the end.
But as I've said repeatedly, Burnsy, the difficulty is, what division are we going to be in? And if we're not in the big league next year, then like most other Championship clubs, we're going to have to cut our cloth and accordingly and not pay the salaries what we're paying at this moment. That's the top and bottom of it, because we haven't got the income stream what we had in the big league. So we've got to cut our cloth, part of my job, difficult one, but that's the way it is.